Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
Jeremiah 33 and verse 3 says, "Call to me and I will answer you." The word for today is the second in our series on praying God's promises. Now, when you begin to pray scripturally based prayers, you'll get the answers you need. And here's why. The Bible is God's word and he always keeps his word. So here's how to pray when you don't have the answer. Jeremiah 33 verse 3, "Call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know." Or when you're worried and under stress, pray based on John 14 verse 27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you, not as the world gives do I give you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Or when you need spiritual insight, John 16, 13, "When he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak of his own authority, but whatever he hears he will speak, and he will tell you things to come." Or when you need power for service, John 14, verses 12 to 14, "He who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it." Or when you need God's blessing in your endeavors, Ezekiel 34 verse 26, "I will make them and the places around my hill a blessing, and I will cause showers to come down in their season. There shall be showers of blessing." Once you see the results of praying God's promises, you'll never pray any other way. Praying God's Promises, Part 2. That's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.